This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I don't know why, but I got to some old text here. I think I hit the wrong button here, Brian.
Uh-oh.
And Porky Pigpants says, Frank, the turtleneck was bad enough, but that jacket, I thought I was watching a rerun of Mannix.
Mannix. Very nice. I've always loved and referred to the Mannix shoulder roll out of the moving car. That's the move.
I think you guys are a little over my head. And I was a little more
He's
Barnaby.
More of a Frank Cannon.
And kind of Cannon, Barnaby Jones. Now you're getting a little bit later in the 70s, get a little closer to my wheelhouse. Cannon was the best.
Oh,
because
yeah, so
William Conrad, he was the fat man, and Jake and the fat man is chasing the bad guy down in a ginormous town car, and then he waddles out with a little pistol smaller than his hand, and he's the heavy.
He
okay?
could not have lived a long life. No,
Brian, can you look
early.
Up how William Conrad. Not Robert. Robert was the guy with
William
the battery.
Conrad, yeah.
But no, William Conrad lived to be 73.
Okay.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
He had one of the great Hollywood voices of all time.
Yeah.
He did die of heart failure, which I'm sure was tied to his weight.
Shock.
Rest in peace, William Conrad. So where were we? Oh, so anyway, Frank is dressing like Mannix is the answer.
Right.
Bob would agree, of all that, in that whole group, is the Rockford Files and James Garner was number one.
Rockford Files. Our friend Rich Gould, that's a religious experience. Talk about the Rockford Files. I love them.
There's one day a week I will walk into the Channel 2, Channel 11 compound. About one day a week. And I'll look over, hey, Rich, what's going on, buddy? And they're like, oh, just watching this one here where Angel helps him get. I'm like, what are you doing? He's watching an episode of the Rockford Files.
He's just a cool cat.
Oh.
Former Oklahoma football player, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Neat guy.
It's going to be a hard sell for an agent, Jake and the Fat Man. What role am I? Well, you're the Fat Man.
I'm tired of being typecast. Well, it's on CBS. Okay, I'll be the Fat Man.
Now, where does Kojak and Telly Savalas fit into that top five? Frank, tell that DA to stick it. Crocker, get in here.
And he was a total badass, but he always had a lollipop. Yeah. I mean, how does that play?
72. Telly Savalas and the Fat Man died in the same year, 1994.
Oh, rest in peace.
How about that?
Yeah.
Frank, do we have a picture of your outfit that was...
It was the one from a long time ago,
okay.
Like 3 weeks ago. And in fact, I was thinking about breaking out the turtleneck tonight on the air. I don't want the abuse.
You're not up for it. There's certain days when even writing a commentary, I've got a line that's kind of offensive. And I'm like, I just don't feel like an email in the morning. I'm taking it out. It would have been funny. I think I said something the other night about a kick to the shorts. And I'm like, you can say that, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I was like,
somebody complained about that.
Well, I was trying to decide what you can and can't say anymore. And sometimes it's just easier not to wear the turtleneck. Or not to say.
Yeah.
Frank's turtleneck is me with an offensive line, okay?
So we got the Andy Mueller, when I walked in yesterday, I got the, he played a voicemail and it said, if you say another bad thing about the Rams, I'm not watching Channel 5 anymore, I'm going to Channel 4. It didn't say 2 anyway.
Well, he knows we're bashing him too.
That's right.
Yeah, he went from 2 to 5.
Yeah, we started with us. He was hoping you were nicer.
So I got the number. I said, sir, you can move to 4.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's fine. Somehow we'll still be on the air tomorrow.
Yep.
That was the great Bernie Miklas line when Todd Light refused to talk to the paper for 1 year. I don't know why. But in the Monday bits, and it was in the very last bit, you know, game notes, it said, and for the 10th straight week, Todd Light refused to speak to the Post-Dispatch. Somehow we were still able to go to print.
Good work. That's outstanding. So, Bob, big one tonight. First of all, crowd-wise, have you heard anything? It should be crowded.
Curious if walk-up would be affected because of a losing streak. But this is the rival of the league for St. Louis University, the Dayton Flyers. And I would call it a solid crowd, and maybe better.
And student-wise, they're back. I mean,
students should be back. It's late night. Shouldn't affect them. You know, we have some folks that don't want to stay up too late that are fans. And
8 o'clock game.
Yeah, it's an 8 o'clock game. So I would expect a solid crowd.
Big first half crowd that may leave early.
It may fritter away as the evening rolls on.
How would you say Travis's mindset is? I was looking, trying to read the body language a little yesterday. I'm like, this, you know, last year there were some off the court stuff we all know about. It made it a very trying year. This year, all the optimism, the high pick, guy gets kicked off, guy quits, and now players are injured. How's he holding up?
I think he's doing okay. I was really concerned about that doing the coach's radio show last night. As all of us in the media go, yeah, we're concerned about how the team's doing, but really how does it affect us?
Correct.
And the work we're trying to get done. And so you got to go do an hour with a coach who may be surly or may be bummed out and may not want to talk. And so he comes in, seems fine. What do you want to talk about tonight, coach? You know, trying to be peppy and whatever, doesn't matter. Yeah, but, you know, anything on your – no, we're good, whatever. Huh. And then threw a couple things out, and away he goes. He is the best.
And really you survived Majerus, so I think you can you
survived can, barely, okay. Maybe.
Did Majerus show up to all those, the coaches?
Rarely.
Okay.
My favorite.
The good news is you got Porter instead.
But I got Porter instead, and he was
gold.
Fantastic.
I think the first year it was on 590, the show, and whoever was running the board would always play the music at the top of the hour. Hey, Bob, I'm getting, you know, I'm hearing music now. Can you? And you're like, hey, guys, kill the music. And I'm looking at my clock, and it's like 7 o'clock. So clearly, they're trying to get out and do an update. You know, what's happening here? I thought we were answering a question. Are we out of time or something? You know, and you're like, go ahead, coach. And it'd be like 7:04, 7:05. We now join the Bill Self Show in progress.
You know, it was one of the strangest things. And this is a little bit inside radio, so I apologize to those that don't care.
That's all we do.
It's an hour show. So he comes in and he gives me the, I got to get out of here. I've got stuff to do tonight. Don't run any commercials till the end. And I look at our great engineer, producer, Jim Jackson. I go, well, you know, we got the three breaks and do you want me to kind of slide? No, I don't want no breaks. We're just going to go straight through. And then whenever you need the time. So he's thinking he gets out of there at 7:40 or 7:45.
Now, and Rich Gould used to do that, too, on the morning radio.
And so I look at Jim, and he looks at me, and here we go. So it's about 7:40. Okay, thanks, coach. And he had more to say. He ended up leaving late. and we didn't get any commercials in.
He was not a good guy to book right at the top, close to the top of the hour, because there's no way you're going to make it.
Couldn't do it.
All right, in terms of tonight, healthy players. How concerned are you about the best player, Javon Bess?
I think he's compromised, and it's been battling. He's been battling lower body for a long time, and it's kind of come to a head, I think. Travis is adamant, and he has been the 3 years he's been here, that he leaves it up to the trainer, Jonathan Birch, and the player, because he goes, I'm not going to talk anybody in or out of playing. If they can play, then I'm playing them. If they can't play, then I've got to work up with what I have. I think Javon is compromised, and I don't like his chances of playing tonight. But we've thought that a couple of times earlier in the season, and he played and played well. So we'll see.
Any player that you could look at tonight and say you could steal this game for us? If you go off, is it Goodwin? Is it French? Is there, or maybe it's Wild? Is there some guy tonight you think if they just go bonkers that they could win the game?
I'm not trying to be negative, but I think you need two of those guys. And I'm going on that assumption that you don't have Javon's 16 points a game. So I got to have two guys go. I know French is going to give me a double double. Although this freshman kid that Obi Toppin, 6'9", 220, Travis said,
it's a draft choice.
He could be a draft choice this year. He's a redshirt freshman, more likely after next year, but he's averaged, he hit 26 points, 25 points, 19 in his last three games.
Wow.
And he's just dominant, 6'9", 220. I brought that up out of context in that because I was saying, well, Hassan French is a double-double guy. Just book it, three in a row and close every other night. But with this guy, it'll be really, really interesting. They're a real solid, well-rounded team. This is going to be a heck of a challenge.
I think it comes down to the grad transfers tonight. I mean, Goodwin, although there's nights where he's really efficient, some nights where he's not. But I think in the end, he's going to end up with 10 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, something like that. I don't know how efficient he's going to be. But it's the grad transfers. They've got to play tonight.
This is unfair, but it's true. They came here to shoot.
Yeah.
And, you know, the two big games Wiley's had were big Billiken victories. Isabel's been really up and down, but he's never, in my view, sitting on the sideline, never seems to quite fit with what's happening in a game. But they're both capable of big performances, and if you get them tonight, that's your way to go.
Was Dayton supposed to be good? Are they a little ahead of where people thought? I mean, I know it's a great program, but are they a little better than we thought this year?
I think so. Toppin is a kid who didn't play last year, was hurt, and he's really changed who they are. You know, Josh Cunningham is a senior and a really nice player. So whereas everything's not working out with health and things for the Billikens, everything's all of a sudden seems to be working out for Dayton.
Last one for me. Are you ever late in a game, second half, and you realize you have not said that was the worst call? Do you have to get it in? Is it like a live read where they look at Rammer? You still got one more worst call of the game?
There are times when I'm looking to avoid using it. I like it to be a bit, but
part
of the shtick, but it's got to be there. It's got to be real. And so I get about 90% of the time.
All right, that is the great Bob Ramsey. Martin, what do we have coming up in the coveted hour?
Oh, a lot to get. Hot takes with Chuck Marlowe in the house. Midday grind. We got a lot to get to. I think Kenny is out today. Kenny Wallace down in Florida. Charlie Marlowe alongside. We might get in some odds, too. The Super Bowl odds are already out, but maybe some fun with the Stanley Cup odds. What are they saying in the baseball projections? Who's going to win it all? Rammer's Billiken Report brought to you by our friends.
Royal Banks of Missouri, 11 locations in St. Louis, 11 branches. As the bank continues to grow, they never lose that personal feel, and that's why each and every of the 11 branches feels like it is your neighborhood, your hometown bank. Locally owned, locally run, all St. Louis people, they know and care about the community. Don't forget, when you call, if you're looking for a home equity product or any kind of loan, call our lending expert, Carol Hofer, 314-212-1500, and Carol's going to set you straight. Also, you can go online, royalbanksofmo.com. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking.
I don't know if this will make Travis feel any better, but when we looked at the three games tonight, Illinois is hosting Michigan State, Mizzou is at number one Tennessee, SLU's got Dayton. We decided SLU had the best chance to win.
And didn't the odds, caught the tail end. The odds reflected that, I think.
Yeah, in terms of the spread.
Yeah, in terms of...
A couple of points, Dayton favored.
Now, those making the spread, what do they think or know about Javon Best and his opportunity to play? That could change things. I think you're right. I think you and Frank had it right. The grad transfers, the guards, if you get terrific games out of them, now it's going to be a heck of a ball game tonight.
Rammer, have fun.
Thanks, guys.
Bob Ramsey, stop by. It is a Billiken game day as we check in with Rammer, brought to you by Royal Banks. Chuck Marlowe in the house. Midday Grind is next here on 590 The Fan.